Welcome to this weekend's edition of Feature Scope. I'm Randy Van. Joining us today, we have Jasper County Auditor Dennis Parent. And Dennis, thanks for talking with us today.
Absolutely, Randy. Thanks for the invitation.
Yeah, we got the election coming up Tuesday, and polls, what time will they be open?
The polls are going to open up at 7 a.m., and they will close at 8 p.m.
All right, and this is kind of a first for us here in Iowa, the first time we're voting for both school board candidates and city council candidates. So we have school board, city council, a couple schools have some referendums on the ballot as well. Kind of what led to us joining these elections together?
Randy, I think the legislature had two things in mind. They were hoping that they could increase turnout for a regular school election and regular city elections. Oftentimes, in almost every county, came in below a 10% turnout, which is abysmal, not enough people paying attention.
Yeah.
And we paid for two elections, and each election you go through the same process of hiring poll workers, training poll workers, paying for ballots, paying for programming. So they thought not only might it increase participation, but it might save costs. And this is going to be our first run at it. We'll kind of see what happens and see if the legislature was right about that.
Did most of the auditors in Iowa support this?
Yeah, the auditors were on board wanting to do both, increase turnout and hopefully save some money on the elections. And, we were fine with it. We worked closely with the legislature to work out the details as far as how to mesh these two elections together with the laws and the procedures and that type of thing. And, I'm anxious to see how it works out, and I hope it does. If not, we'll probably go back and ask for some modifications.
In your rough estimate, what kind of money are we talking about saving by having these together?
Randy, we'll have to go back and look at, we'll take separate city elections and separate school elections from 2 years ago, see what the costs were, and then after we're finished with this election, we'll compare the two. And so, again, cost savings can come in a lot of different places: advertising, ballots, programming, poll workers, all those types of things, materials that we use, and see if by holding one election is actually less expensive than doing it two times, once in September and once in November.
Okay. Another thing that's new is this is the first time that they're going to strictly enforce the new voter ID law. It kind of had a soft rollout last year, right?
Yeah, this is the first time, Randy. The voters will be required now to present a photo ID. Most of them will have a driver's license that they can use. They want to make sure that the current address is on the driver's license. If it is not, they'll need to use something like a residential lease, a utility bill, a cell phone bill, bank statement, some type of paycheck, or other government document like a property tax statement or something like that that proves that they do live in the precinct. Other forms of ID may include things like a non-operator's ID that you get from the DOT. It could be a military card or a veteran card, a passport, and in some cases, primarily in other counties, a tribal ID is going to be able to work. Voters who do not have a driver's license should have received from the Secretary of State's office this last year a card that does not have their photo on it but has a four-digit PIN number on it. That card will be able to be used to identify them. One thing I want to mention is that many auditors, in Jasper County was the same, sent out a card that identified where people's polling places were going to be, because if people will remember, we were able to get the polling places down to one or two for the city election or one or two for the school election in Newton, but this has changed all that now since they're combined, so they will vote at their regular general election, gubernatorial election, presidential election polling places, and we sent that out to them. That card says right on it that it cannot be used for an ID. It's the card that was sent to them earlier in the year by the Secretary of State, and again, if somebody has a driver's license, which is 93% of the registered voters in Iowa, they will be able to use that, and the rest of the folks need to use either a different ID or this PIN card. I know this is somewhat confusing, but I think probably with trying to protect against voter fraud and those types of things, the legislature wanted to balance it between making sure that there were plenty of types of IDs, that we could get everybody included, and yet have it tight enough that, you know, we could prevent voter fraud at the polling place. So, you know, I feel bad about that. I wish the law could be different, and maybe after this election, we can see some needed updates and changes so it's not quite as complicated. But the poll workers out there know what they're doing. They'll help the voter work through it. And there's other ways that if the ID doesn't work, that the poll worker can assist the voter in voting. And one of those happens to be a voucher system. If somebody, if you don't have an ID and you go vote, and somebody in the voting place, in the polling place, knows you and can say, hey, yes, this is my neighbor, I know them, I'm willing to vouch for them, and that voter is a registered voter in that precinct, then they can vouch for the person that doesn't have their ID. So, again, that's a potential way that someone can vote, and if the ID thing isn't working out for them. So the legislature did a good job in trying to include everybody, and yet try to make things secure, and we'll see how it works out.
Kind of curious, why did the legislature have the voter ID cards for people who don't have driver's license be issued by a Secretary of State instead of maybe of the local auditor's office? Do you know?
You know, that is a really good question, because why that's a good question is this. In the future, when somebody registers, we will send, the card will come from the auditor's office.
Oh.
But that first time it was sent out by the state, you know, I don't know, maybe they felt like since it was being statewide, the expense should be on the state's end of it since they were mandating this new law. I mean, I don't know what their thinking was, but in the future, if someone comes in and registers or mails in a registration, they don't have a driver's license, the PIN card will come from the auditor's office. So, like I said, the behind-the-scenes stuff is really confusing at this particular point, even for us a little bit. But for the voters, we're going to try to keep it clear and simple and make sure that everybody gets to vote.
How has the voting been going so far? Absentee voting has been going on for a while and can go up pretty much to the day of the election. What are we seeing, you know, pretty good numbers?
You know, I wouldn't say pretty good numbers, but I would say a little bit better than usual when you take the absentee ballots that were cast for school and city elections separately. Currently, we've got, I think around 263 ballots that were requested, and about 88% of those have been returned. So, and that, I don't know what that figure is. It's about 30, it's about 230, something like that, have been returned. And I think most of them will get returned. Some of them hadn't been requested too long ago. So hopefully that whole 263 will get in and get counted.
Okay. And what are our registration numbers like in Jasper County? Have we seen an uptick? Are they holding steady?
You know, it's pretty steady. We've got about, and again, without getting down to the very last registered voter, we got about 25,000 voters, eligible voters in Jasper County. And there hasn't been a major increase in registration. So, you know, I'll tell you what, I really look for something like that, there to be a bump as we get closer to November 2020 when the presidential election happens, because both parties will be out there scouring the territory to get registered voters, new voters, every vote they can get. And then I think you can probably see an increase in registration. But for local elections, those types of things don't seem to jump up or increase or decrease one way or the other much.
I'll have to wait and see. I mean, we've had, you know, we have some school districts that do have bond issues, Colfax, mm-hmm. Mingo, and then the situation in Newton, superintendent just announcing the resignation, and we have five candidates for three seats there. That, you know, we might see a little uptick thanks to those issues, too. So we'll have to kind of
Yeah, that might help. You know, usually in the local races, the city and school races in the past, where there was a little bit of controversy of some type or an important issue, that particular entity, school district or city, would see a better turnout in voters than the others, and that's typical. So, yeah, in Newton here, you've got some issues and you've got a couple of races so where there's some competition. So that might drive the voters to get out and vote as well. One of the things that I do want to mention and want to get this in is that everyone can go to the Jasper County website to see the results as we get them. That website is www.co.jasper.ia.us. Now, if you just get on Google and type in Jasper County, more than likely it will come up and you can click on the Jasper County site and get to it that way. Go to the auditor's page and go to elections, and we might even be able to get the election results on the front page. So look for that. But that's where you're going to get your results, and that's where the people need to go to get results, and we'll get them as fast as we can.
Now, that'll be just the final result. You won't have a running tally through the once the polls close, will you? That'll just be the final results?
Yeah, more than likely. You know, one of the things that we're doing this time is we're going to have runners go pick up the thumb drive from each polling place. So they'll have to go to Baxter, they'll have to go to Sully, you know, Prairie City, all these different polling places and bring them in. Once that is in, we download the votes into the system, and then we get the results. I really don't think we'll be putting partial results out there. Hopefully, I got my fingers crossed, people should start looking by, I'd say, when the polls close at 8, I would hope that all of the precincts would be in by 9 o'clock. Again, that takes somebody turning the machine off, running the results tape, having a runner pick it up and bring it in, so it's going to take just a little time, but I hope everybody's got their results in by 9 o'clock and we've got it on the website.
Yeah. Sometimes you run those tally things, too. People can easily mistake that's the final thing. So,
oh, absolutely.
So it's better just put the finals on there and be done with it.
Yep. No, that's true. I mean, you know, if we were throwing them out there and we were short one precinct or one section of the county, there could be a fair amount of votes out there and they'd think that was the final. You're right about that.
And will that final tally have the absentees counted in, too?
Yes.
Then, right? Correct.
Yes, the absentees will be added into that,
so people
will be able to see that.
I want to ask you, too, before we let you go, about poll workers. I'm sure you are always looking for able bodies to do that.
Randy, we are. You know, most counties have a shortage of poll workers, and Jasper County is no different. We're coming up on the presidential election next year in 2020, and we're going to need even more poll workers. We do pay $12 an hour, which the poll workers in a presidential election work about 16 hours. They come in and get about 2 hours training. So they're able to take home a couple $100. It's a long day, but it's kind of a rewarding thing, too. You know, it's not just for the money. It's a public service. But anyone who has an interest in becoming a poll worker, let us know, and we've got a primary next year. We've got a general election. We'll sure try to get them on board and teach them part of the election process and help people vote.
Well, before we let you go, Dennis, I want the website address where people can get the final results again.
It's www.co.jasper.ia.us.
And then if anybody has any questions, I'm sure they can call your office, too.
Absolutely, 641-792-7016.
Shared a lot of information with us. We appreciate it, and hopefully everything goes smoothly on the elections, and look forward to seeing what the outcomes are.
Randy, thank you and KCOB. You guys do a really good job keeping the public informed, and this is helpful to our office and them as far as getting out the voting regulations and laws, and we thank you guys a lot.
All right, we appreciate that. Dennis Parrott, our guest on this weekend's edition of Feature Scope. I'm Randy Van.